Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WIP Afternoon Show, good song choice. Do you even know that song, Jess?
Please, when the big dog's back in the sack, I mean, you gotta let everyone know.
I love it.
WIP. I'm like, what is this?
Aerosmith. You don't know this one?
No.
Oh, come on, man. We have so much to teach you. Jack doesn't know any black movies. You don't know any rock and roll. I'm the middle.
You're the middle
between
guy,
both
yes.
You guys. Yeah.
Your bridge.
You wear one Tupac shirt. Now you think
Well, Ike knows deep down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done DMX podcast.
We have.
Everything, yeah.
Coming up at 2:30. So it's WIP Afternoon Show. I'm Spike Eskin, Ike Reese, along with Jack Fritz. Coming up at thereabouts, around 2:30, mm-hmm. We will have Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni talking about the NFL draft. What we're talking about right now, I want a guard in the first round. Ike thinks it's too safe. 215-592-9494. Before we get to the phones, Jack.
Hello.
Are you safe guy with the guard, or are you with Ike?
I'm 100% with Ike. I mean, are you kidding me? Like, you again.
The fantasy football afternoon show.
No, if they're not going to go trade up for Brock Bowers, which they could and should do if you want tight end to slash the future of the position, sure. But, like, if you don't do that, go defense. Like, they need defense way more than guard, man.
Yes.
Like, listen.
What are we doing here?
It's ridiculous.
Hopefully they get another Nolan Smith, right? That would be great.
They took Danny Watkins in the first round. They took Andre Dillard in the first.
It was 20 years ago, Danny Watkins.
Well, you just brought up another old player. So what?
Marcus Smith?
You have Jeff Stoutland. If he can't figure out Tyler Steen, which they took in the second round last year, then you got another problem. What are you doing? You're not wasting it. It would be a waste of a pick at 22.
Yeah. Do you think Jeff Stoutland would, on video, maybe train Jack to be an offensive lineman?
He might need to start training Walk, man. Like, I'm just letting you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Big boy?
Walk's girthy.
Really?
Yeah, girthy. Yeah. I already think he's going to be a pulling guard. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. He's a thick boy.
I like it. All right. 215-592-9494. Oh, wait. So the other thing is here. First of all, I'm getting used to how everything works.
Uh-huh.
And they're about to find out here. They hired... That seems so nice when I'm a manager, but I'm a nightmare deep down. And I'm finding stuff that doesn't work, so yeah. I'm working on a list. Stuff that doesn't work. Rod will come back into town tomorrow. He's going to get a list for me. Stuff that doesn't work. Chris in Washington Township, you're on WIP.
Boy, welcome home, buddy.
Thank you, man.
I hate to, like, you know, rain on your homecoming, but, man, you're nuts. Like, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Chris?
How you doing, bud? Jack, how you doing, bud?
What's up, man?
Best show on the radio right here, boys. Best show.
Let's talk to him, Chris. Get him straight.
Only 20 minutes in, and we're the best show on the radio.
Oh, right. Always, man.
So what do you got?
I love it. Listen, man, like I said, I don't want to ruin your homecoming, but, man, you're nuts, man. I think you bumped your head up there.
I'm nuts.
How? Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Why would you want a guard? I don't care about sexy youngin. I'm talking football and logic.
Because
Coach
I'm not.
Bag. How many rings does Coach Bags have? I'll just give you an example right there.
How many rings does Spags have? I don't know. Three?
He's got four of them, right? Right, Ike?
Yep, four.
All right, defense, man. But it's not a luxury. It's a necessity.
They've already told you that they're either fine with the defense or they don't value it that much. My point is, if you're going to base your entire team around offense, if your entire team is going to be about scoring points, you're maybe a little unsure about the quarterback. You just spent a bunch of money on a running back, why would you not make sure that the core of your team, the guys that are not only protecting the quarterback but creating holes for the running back, all those things, what the team has been built on, why would you not make sure that is right along with all of those other weapons?
Well, no, Spike, point taken, bud, but you know, you're one hit away from the quarterback from ruining your whole game thing here. I get it. But I'm telling you, like, Jason Kelce, you can't take this kid, man. Everything on that end, on that front, is buttoned up. You understand? I know you're one play away, Defense, I'm tired of hearing, is a luxury. It's not a luxury. And I'm not just, like, you know, siding here. I'm not siding against you. What I'm saying is there's no way you go into the season with these so-called skill players in the secondary. There's no way. There's no way you could do it. There's no safety net back there. I mean, you're going to play quarter. I mean, you're playing, it's a throwing league. I get it. You know, it's an offensive league. But you can't keep the term sexy pick. I mean, this has got to be logic. I mean, even, you know, you get the third round, you get a guard, you know?
I appreciate the call, Chris. So he mentioned secondary. Mm-hmm. I'd be terrified counting on a rookie in the secondary if they picked that at 22. Is it that can't be what you're thinking.
Yeah, no, that's not what I'm thinking. I mean, listen, it seems like Bradbury could be here. I don't know. Here's the way I look at it with the cornerback position. If they were to take someone with these first three picks at the cornerback position, the reason why I like the idea is that not because I want him to come in and be an immediate starter, it's I want him to come in and have a year of where he doesn't have the pressure of being the immediate starter. And then he's able to step in his second year and fill that role. You know, when they drafted Lito and Sheldon and Mike Lewis, we had starters at those positions already. And those guys set for 2 years. I believe they set for 2 years. But they were being coached and tutored under Bobby Taylor, Al Harris, Troy Vincent. And those guys were able to step in, not immediately, but and still in our championship window. And those were our Super Bowl cornerbacks, Lito and Sheldon, 2 years after they got drafted. So while they got a chance to learn under veteran guys, when those guys left, like Slay and Bradbury will eventually leave, guess what? The learning curve doesn't have as much of a drop-off when they step out there on the field and you don't have to readjust your championship aspirations. We were still able to keep that when Lito and Sheldon jumped in there to replace Bobby and Troy.
Well, if Elliot is listening, hopefully he just asked Howie this specific question. Guard at 22. We'll find out next. Howie Roseman, Nick Sirianni talking draft next on the new afternoon show on WIP.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.